Goldie and Tausch begins now. Getting ready for Double Trivia and Whoa Hunter, which are up next. But before that, Tausch, Mike McCarthy, who you played the majority of your career for, or did you get one more year with Mike Sherman than you had with Mike McCarthy, I guess? I don't know that.
07, 08, 09.
6-7.
5 years.
He did not believe in full-season captains. And I don't think those were something Mike Sherman had either. In fact, I'm not sure we had them at all until Matt LaFleur brought them along with him when he took over in 2019. And then, well, we had the year where Za'Darius Smith was unhappy, and he went out and had his diamond-encrusted C pendant made by his custom jeweler. Then there was the year where Jair wasn't happy that he wasn't elected. So that created some hard feelings. So what did Matt LaFleur do? Like any smart coach, he said, "This the juice ain't worth the squeeze on this." And he decided, okay, forget it. We just will do week-by-week captains like have been done here for many, many years, and then we'll have captains in the playoffs the way Mike McCarthy did it. Do you believe in captaincies? Because the Packers have, as Matt LaFleur said, you got to cut it off somewhere. The Packers have seven captains. Seven. Jordan Love, Josh Jacobs, Tucker Kraft, Rashawn Gary, Quay Walker, Xavier McKinney, and Isaiah McDuffie. What do you think of this?
I don't love it. I think it adds more issues than what it's worth. I think, like you just said, LaFleur said, I love the fact that every week we had different captains, and some guys would be captains two or three times a year.
Uh-huh.
If you win, you get this picture, and A-Rod would photobomb it. Like, it was kind of a fun deal. And then I loved the fact that there were playoff captains. And
right.
You get dressed up in your suit and tie, and I think that's more meaningful. It would be quite an honor. Obviously, the seven guys you just mentioned, I'm sure are honored that their teammates trust them. That's something. To be a captain is a big deal. But for the regular season, I think you want as many people leading as you can. And I love the fact you know who your leaders are.
Right.
It's going to be a quarterback. And then you'll see there'll be somebody that is vocal. And you want your best players being captains. So it caused a lot of controversy, or it caused a lot of angst, obviously, with the Jair and Za'Darius.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully this team, that doesn't – I don't know who would be bothered. The team is so young that I don't know if there is anybody that would be. But you want all of your guys to lead, and the guys know who they are. And I love the idea of every week you have someone else, and then that person would step up and talk to the team. I thought that was the best. I thought Mike had it. Mike McCarthy really hit the nail on the head with that one. I thought that was a great way to do it, and I would not have changed it. But, you know, every locker room needs different things, and that's obviously what Matt feels like his group needs.
Yeah, I would say that I 1,000% agree with you, so I'm glad to hear that. The only thing I would, I guess, say is that with where they're at, these were pretty cut and dried. Like, I don't, like, to your point that you just made, I don't know if there's a lot of guys. Elton, I would think, could feel that way, right?
Yeah.
You know, he's the leader of that offensive line room, so he'd be the first one that I would think of. But I don't think there's a lot of guys that can take issue with it. But, again, I love the, I thought, and I'm so glad you brought up the Rodgers photobombing thing, because, God, that was a fun thing, wasn't it? Like, we forget, you know, he's been gone a while now, but and he got other people involved. Andy Gruber is in a few of them. Like, that was a really fun thing. And I do agree with you that having it be someone different every week and having them, maybe they have a connection to that opponent that week, right? Maybe they played for them, or maybe they're going home, you know, whatever it might be.
Yeah, going back to Charlotte.
For some people, yes. So then you have to appoint yourself captain. But I agree with you. I always thought, look, we both are really big Mike McCarthy guys. We're big on Big Mike. I always thought that was the right way, because then everybody gets a little taste of it. And the fact that he would, you know, the other part of it was that he would choose different guys to speak to the team, right? Mm-hmm. And you would have your opportunity to do that. I think Mike was really good at that stuff. And I'm not saying Matt LaFleur isn't, but I think Mike McCarthy was really, really good at it. And so I would, if I was them, I would prefer that as well. And seven's a lot, that's for sure. But they all get the captain's C on their chest. I did say this to Josh Jacobs. Josh Jacobs, I would argue, is their best leader. Would you disagree with me on that?
I'm not in the locker room, so I can't tell you 100%, but just the way he carries himself, he's, you know, arguably the most productive player on the offense, which is, it matters. Like, production, uh-huh. and that matters, experience. And he stepped in last year, and I thought really did a great job. So I'm not going to say he's the greatest leader, but I'll say, listening to you and other folks, he seems as if that's the case, and he's done a very good job in that role in his time in Green Bay.
All right, we need to play trivia. Now, Hunter, I got a little irritated with the guy your cousin subbing for today. He got very snarky with me when I asked a question about double trivia previously. One of these is yours.
What did he say again? What was so snarky again?
I don't know, but I know it was snarky. There's something about how double, well, we get calls for two contestants, and then they each play, or something to that effect. One of these are yours, and one of these are Jesse's. Is that correct?
They are. I was also going to ask, is it fair for Jesse to push double trivia on me when I'm filling in? Like, shouldn't this be a him problem when he's back?
First of all,
I don't know when he's going to be back.
That's part of it. Yeah.
True. Okay.
I'm looking through your questions, and I think they're good.
Okay.
I think we're fine.
Okay.
They're not about Gerald Ford, but, you know, you can't have everything.
He asked for geography, so.
Yes, and it is Wednesday, so it is Wisconsin geography trivia. I could really stick it to you with the callers, but I'm not going to do that either. The Packers are missing 40% of their offensive line, potentially. I'm not going to have caller 40.
Ooh.
I am going to divide it up, though. No, that's too many. I don't want to even do that to you. Caller 15 and caller 25.
Okay.
15 and 25. You can handle that.
Yeah.
I was going to go lower on the first number and then higher on the second, and that would not be nice to you. Caller 15 and 25. For Wilde and Tausch Trivia, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 15 and caller 25 for Wilde and Tausch Trivia. While Hunter starts answering the phones, I will tell you about Lakeland Supply. They joined us as a partner this season, and it's been awesome. They are great. Vince and his team over there are awesome. And if you believe in core values like they do, hey, any successful business has core values, and Lakeland Supply is no different. They've been displaying their core values in the industrial supply space for over 40 years. Integrity, excellence, stewardship, partnership, and faith. They're ISO certified, a Future 50 winner, top rated in customer satisfaction, and they believe in giving back to their community. And Lakeland Supply isn't one of those catalog companies. They work to be your packaging and supply expert by building plans around what you want. Lakeland Supply is in business to make your business better. So set up that free packaging and supply chain assessment at lakelandsupply.com. Trivia is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Mark Tausch.
While I will admit that I cannot wait for Hunter, first, it's time for Wildy and Tausch Trivia presented by Cousin Subs.
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is presented by Cousin Subs. Crispy chicken tenders are now available at Cousin Subs. Order today in-store at CousinSubs.com or with the Cousins app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
Had to find the button.
You're all good. We knew you'd get there. So last week we had Jeff in Monona, and I kept misreading him as Jeff in Monroe. Well, today it appears that I have manifested that, unless it's a typo. We welcome in Jeff in Monroe first. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. And yeah, it's from Monroe.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, and I recognize the voice. The father of the groom. All right. And our other contestant, we've had a lot of Stoughtonites lately. Very big in Stoughton. This is Dan in Stoughton. Dan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Great to have you. All right. It is Wisconsin Geography Wednesday. Jeff, I will give you the choice because you were the first caller. Do you want Jesse's questions or Hunter's questions?
I take Hunter's.
All right. There you have it. Question number one then, Jeff, is this. What phenomenon created the dells of Wisconsin Dells? Was it glaciers, earthquakes, or Chicago Bears fans' tears realizing Caleb Williams isn't the guy?
Glaciers.
Correctamundo, one for one. All right, Dan, your first question from Jesse's batch is this. Which Wisconsin high school plays its home football games on Tony Romo Field, dedicated in honor of the former Dallas Cowboys quarterback and current CBS analyst who graduated from the school in 1998? Is it Burlington, Kimberly, or it's actually the Tony Romo, I don't know, Jim? Which is very clever, actually.
That was good.
I'm going to have to say Burlington.
You would be correct. Well done. All right, question two.
Hunter, that was a good joke. That was really well done, Hunter.
Yeah, that was Jesse's, unfortunately. Question two, Jeff, from Hunter's questions, is this. Which of these rivers does not directly connect to the Mississippi River? Which of these rivers does not directly connect to the Mississippi River? Is it the St. Croix River, the Wisconsin River, or the Milwaukee River that does not directly connect to the mighty Mississippi?
Milwaukee River.
Two for two. I like it.
Boy, that was quick.
Yeah, he ain't messing around with his waterways. Question two, Dan, is this. Latitudinally, which of these Wisconsin cities is located farthest south? Farthest south. Is it Sturtevant, Stockbridge, or your town of Stoughton?
Well, I've only heard of my town of Stoughton out of those. I don't know where. I don't know. Stoughton's pretty close to Illinois, so I'll say Stoughton.
Saying his town, what are the chances of having a contestant from Stoughton having a question with Stoughton in the question? The problem is that that's not correct. The correct answer, Sturtevant. Sturtevant.
Tough one to spell, Sturtevant.
All right, question three. Jeff, is this. Which of these cities has the largest population? Is it Oshkosh, La Crosse, or New Berlin?
Ooh.
I'm going to say Oshkosh.
That's what I would guess, too.
And you'd be correct. 3-for-3 for Jeff and Monroe.
Bang.
Would have been nice if Monroe would have been one of the choices there. All right, question 3, Dan. Chance to bounce back after Stoughton. Rib Mountain State Park, home to Rib Mountain, which peaks at 1,942 feet of elevation, is located outside of which Wisconsin city? Is Rib Mountain State Park located outside of Eau Claire, Platteville, or Wausau?
Wausau.
Yes, sir! Woo! All right. Jeff, you got four entries. You went 3-for-3. Well done, buddy.
Thanks.
Great to have you
have
back.
A good day.
Maybe tomorrow we'll have Jeff and Monona to really confuse me. Dan, you got 2 out of 3, so you still got 3 of the possible 4 entries. Good luck at the drawing on Friday. Yeah, right. Thanks, buddy.
All right, thanks. Love you guys.
Nice.
Bye, love you guys.
Kind of a late love you guys there. I like how
he
did that.
Yeah, I didn't think it wasn't a ton of enthusiasm, so I wasn't really sure where he was, and he kind of snuck that in. That was nice.
I like it. Well executed, Dan. Appreciate you. That is Wildy and Tausch Trivia presented by Cousin Subs. We believe in better.
How close is Oshkosh and La Crosse to population? Because I'm assuming they're both bigger than New Berlin, right?
Hunter, you did the research. You tell us.
Oshkosh is at, according to the 2020 census, 66,816. La Crosse, 52,680. Mm. And then New Berlin, 40,451.
So New Berlin, definitely not the correct answer there.
Yes.
Indeed. All right. Yeah. All right. Woe Hunter, brought to you by the Dallas Cowboys, the Gerald Ford Presidential Library, and the new Superman movie is next.
Oh, God.
It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
We like to think of him as our Superman. When Jesse is unavailable, he gets out of the phone booth. Does the new Superman change in a phone booth? Or have we eliminated that part from the narrative?
They've eliminated that. He doesn't do that in a phone booth.
Yeah, I heard that movie sucks.
I heard that from you, actually.
Is it on airplanes yet? Heading to Tuscaloosa Friday. Will that be on the airplane yet?
It Great might question. Be. Because I know they shortened its theater run for some of the other DC shows that are coming out.
Hunter, why? If
shorted
because
it sucks.
Success,
yeah, the $125 million dollars it made in profit. Man, that really sucks compared to the last DC movie that only made $60.
I'm glad I could start this, reignite this debate just in time.
It's a critical case of Tausch not knowing ball, and that's what drives me crazy.
Time out.
I don't know ball because... I'm not a movie guy, so I can't have an opinion on movies. I'm not going to go into that whole thing, but I've seen this movie before.
All my fault. Time now for Woe Hunter.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I got to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa, Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
Before we get into some Dallas Cowboys stuff, I don't have any Gerald Ford, but I need to bring up some of the games that are coming up on the college football slate. For Tausch's plane ride back, maybe. These are all games that happen after the Badger game. And if you could only pick one of these games, I want to know which one you guys would watch.
Steelers-Jets. That's got to be it. I want to watch last week's Steelers-Jets game.
You tell me I'm predictable all the time. I knew the minute he said which of these games, what was coming.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Number 16, Texas A&M at number 8, Notre Dame on NBC and Tausch's favorite streaming platform, Peacock.
I do love that.
Oh.
Number 18, South Florida at number 5, Miami on the CW. Ooh. So then you can watch some reruns of Smallville after. Or number 6, Georgia at number 15, Tennessee on ABC.
Yeah, I'm going to probably go Georgia, Tennessee. South Florida deserves its flowers. They beat Florida last week. They're off to a great start. I think they kicked Boise State's teeth in. But there's no Big Ten games yet, I guess, right? Is that how we're looking at this? There is SEC.
I mean, the Ducks are at Northwestern, so you might get the inflatable duck out on Lake Michigan. But I don't want to watch Oregon put up 70 on Northwestern.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm going to go Georgia, Tennessee, but I'll be honest. If Superman and or The Accountant 2 is available, that's what I'll be watching on the flight.
Okay. Jason?
The Accountant 2.
Hmm. I saw part of it, and then I tell you, it's usually where I watch the movies, and that's but if Maverick is on, you know that's what I watch on airplanes. I'll probably watch that again.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, it pains me to say this, but you're right about Maverick. Like, every time, it's that. There's two movies now that have entered my list of movies that I watch if they're on, and I just stumble into them. And one is Maverick. The other one was on last night. It was Invincible. The Vince Papale story with Wahlberg.
Marky
and then,
Mark.
And then Jack Reacher also, for some reason, which is, I don't think that Cruise fits the suit generally there, but he's also Jack Reacher, and I enjoy watching that too. So I'm not watching any of these games, let's just be honest.
Boo.
Whoa, Nelly!
Okay. As promised, some Dallas Cowboys talk.
Oh, no! I thought we were going to get Gerald Ford.
No.
Didn't you hear? He said in the beginning he didn't have any. He didn't have any Gerald Ford.
I thought he'd find some.
Yeah, surprisingly, Gerald Ford, not in the news much anymore. It was announced today.
Read that book Tausch is reading.
The Cowboys are working out Jadeveon Clowney because apparently they need a pass rusher.
Cowboys got a cowboy. Hunter, I know you appear on Mr. Irrelevant. Lord knows you fill in here a fair amount because of Jesse's absences. I don't know if I actually heard, and not everyone listens to every show every day. As our resident Cowboys fan, where are you at on Micah Mania for the Green Bay Packers and the fact that you're wild, crazy old owner got rid of arguably the best player your team had on its roster?
I was in a bad spot when it first happened. It was really hard for me to watch the Badger game knowing that that had just taken place with the trade. I've kind of gotten to the point now where it's like you see your ex in a healthy relationship and you're just kind of like, okay, I might not be in a same level relationship, but I'm good. I'm okay. Like, there's nothing else I can do. The Cowboys are going to do this. They're going to break my heart. They're going to let me down. It's what they've done for the last 30 years. And I just kind of have to deal with it. And that's what it is. As much as I tried to redshirt the season, the second Dak hit CeeDee Lamb for a big pass against Philly, I was back. And I'm just, it's not healthy. It's not good. But it's just, it is what it is.
You're in an abusive relationship, like Tausch pointed out I was with Rodgers when he would, every time he would make it difficult to book him on the show. All right, so I'm glad you're in a good place, and I'm glad Micah's in an even better place because he's made things very interesting for my job.
Yeah, and it's honestly, it's been kind of fun being able to, like, I've seen a number of Packer fans tweeting about how Micah doesn't get, like, penalties called against him. And I was like, yeah, welcome to the last couple years. It's weird. Guy's going to get choke slammed by a tackle, and they just won't call it. He went until, like, week 16 one season before he drew a holding penalty.
Hey, guess how many sacks he had against Jaden Daniels last year?
4.5.
That's pretty good. Oh, do we have to contain Rush? Oh, and I heard Micah say yesterday, no, there ain't nobody outrunning me. I yep. thought that was yeah. kind of
I
BA.
I enjoyed that, too. Yes, that was very good.
Very BA.
Whoa, Nelly!
Real quick, because I don't think you guys talked about this yesterday. It may not have come out. The Denver Broncos announced that they're building a new stadium in Denver. It will have a retractable roof so they can host Final Fours as well as Super Bowls. And it is 100% privately funded. Plus, they're returning the old, what will be the old stadium, to the city for them to use for parking or whatever it is they want to use it for. This needs to become the new standard, right?
I don't think it's going to.
It should,
but,
though.
But, boy, that's... I did not... Smaller story, and I wasn't following it. I totally missed that because I'm in the midst of Micah Mania. Wow. Really?
Yeah, that's...
Nobody
from what
does
I saw.
That.
Yeah.
Nobody builds their own stadium anymore. Is that...
Well, maybe the Bears will do that. Well, the Bears will do the same thing.
Oh, Narlington? Are they the descendants of the Walmart guy?
I think that's still the family. I don't
remember,
though.
So they've
done
okay for themselves.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good to know. That is Woe Hunter for today. Thank you again to Hunter for stepping into Jesse's role as our cousin sub of the day, because Jesse... Are we putting sniffles. That allegation out there?
He's got
or not?
The sniffles. Yeah, okay. I think he's got sniffles.
Well, maybe it's just because he didn't responsibly have his cousin.
I'm not going to put that lights. Out there. You guys can put that out there. I'm going to speak for me, and whether you're tailgating pregame, enjoying a big volleyball win against Milwaukee.
Maybe too much.
With some teammates. Celebrating that big win. You just need a moment to chill. Crack open a Rocky Mountain Cold Coors Light brewed with a 3-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it is made to chill. Coors Light, it is refreshing, and it is only 102 calories. But make sure you celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
It is one of those weeks, a short week, so tomorrow... On a Thursday, it is game day, so we'll have headlines, although they're not as good as the singing ones that we have our own album of on Spotify. We'll have our green and gold game preview. We'll have our prize picks. We will not have the weekend preview, where I will be saying that whatever game Aaron Rodgers is playing in, it will be the game that I'm most interested in. He played really well, by the way. I know it wasn't the primetime thriller.
I don't know. I didn't get to see it.
No, well, you chose not to see it, from what I understand. Tausch, quick question, though, because this was the thing that we were talking about with players yesterday. And look, they have to play another Thursday game on Thanksgiving. You've talked about Thanksgiving a lot, how you get home in time for Thanksgiving because it's in Detroit and you fly home. Good to get the Thursday night game out of the way in week two. If you were a player on this team, would you be pleased that you're doing it now?
No. I think the tough part about that is you don't play in the preseason and you haven't played 60, 70 snaps in a long time, and all of a sudden you have to recover. I'd rather get 4 or 5 games in to the season, and then you start feeling it. You never want to play Thursday. No players want to play on Thursday. This is just one of the deals that you deal with. But if you're going to play, I would prefer it be maybe 4 or 5 more weeks down the road than right out of the gate.
And the other topic that we discussed with them was harder on a short week, being where you want to be mentally or being where you want to be physically. What was it for you?
Physically.
Yeah.
I think physically, because the mental side of it, everything just speeds up. But you also see that you get a long mini bye week after. Mm-hmm. So it's just about, physically, can you get ready? Because especially for older players, a lot of times it would take till Thursday or Friday to get right from a Sunday game. Now you're asking to be right by Wednesday so you can go. And I know coaches, the nice part is the practice week, a lot less taxing than what a normal practice week is.
Sure.
But you still have to bounce back. And if you feel anything like, obviously Banksy's feeling and Zach Tom, and I don't know if there's anybody else, you're going to have to battle through it or you're going to miss a game that maybe if it was on a Sunday you wouldn't.
Right, right. All right, well, that's it for us today. We will get you ready for tomorrow night's game on Wilde and Tausch tomorrow. Coming up next, Rich Eisen has our friend Frank Caliendo in studio, so you don't want to miss that. Rich Eisen coming up next. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.